the truth.
Another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. Hey, I bet you never thought you'd see me in a place like this. It's the worn-out pickup line of free speech because you look marvelous. So go to republicbroadcasting.org, click on the donate button, send the fundage. We do really well. We got a good job and everything, and we don't really need it, but we donate it all to charity or something like that. Anyway, so here I am, walking down the street in a business suit, ready to get on my bicycle because that's how I roll, I think. Hey, have you ever had a blind date? And, you know, you're walking down the street with her hand in hand because, you know, she's blind and you got to guide where you're going. Anyway, my dad was a cartoonist and he had this one cartoon and it featured this guy and he's walking into this woman's apartment and he says, "Blanche, I wore my business suit tonight because tonight I mean business." So, anyway, I haven't been paying attention to the news much lately. In fact, about my only source of news these past several days has been talking to David Duke. So I'm not exactly sure what's going on, but the one thing I do know is the Jews are behind it. Do you get it? No, but anyway, I've been having trouble following the news lately. Tucker Carlson's show is canceled, and maybe good riddance, maybe. Mike Rivero took Memorial Day off. What's up with that, Mike, huh? Out, like, causing trouble for cicadas or something? Is that what you're out plotting against the cicadas and you couldn't do a show? No, I mean, I rely on Mike Rivera's show for a lot of my information. So if he's taking the day off, then the next day you can't expect that much from me. I listened to young Nick Fuentes. What are frogs? I mean, frogs raining from the sky? You'd think it was a plague or something. There's one thing I'd like to say. How many RBN hosts would do a show riding a bicycle in a business suit with a plague of frogs around them? Not many. Okay, so Nick Fuentes, it's a good enough show. I mean, he's young, and but he's entertaining enough, and he doesn't jam-pack his show full of information like the way Mike Rivera does. I mean, Mike Rivera's show is jam-packed full of information. His is a lot more sparse, but in that way it's kind of easy to digest, and he does his show late night for young people who are up late at night, and then it is on archive. I've been kind of low info the past several days. I even tried to check out Robert Ravolt's show. He used to call into Stormfront, and I tried to check out his show. No, he was off on holiday too. He had a substitute host. So what the hell's going on? I don't even know. But one person who is almost as hardworking as me is Alexander Mercuris, who does the Durange. Oh, by the way, Mark Dankoff had a good show on Friday. So I want to... That's good. I mean, Mark's got a mother who's 101. I mean, she's older than Henry Kissinger, and that takes a bit of work. And so he misses shows sometimes, but when he's in the saddle, it's a good show. And so check out the show from yesterday, from Friday. And he talked a fair amount about Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who is interesting. And so far, I would say I would much rather have him be running for president than not be running for president. I think it's interesting. And to the extent that he's included in polls, he polls actually really well. He polls like around 20% for Democrats. The Democrats don't like Joe Biden. And the thing is, he's not included in polls, but he's from a political family. He knows how to get his name on ballots. He will be on ballots, and people will get a chance to vote for him. And when he announced he was running for president a couple months ago or whatever, I don't know if I talked about it a whole lot. I know I mentioned it a bit. But what I did mention, if you went back to January 2022, it would have had to have been a Monday show. I had gone down one of those weekends, maybe. I think it was like around January 20th or so. I went over to Washington and watched him speak at the Lincoln Memorial against the coronavirus vaccines and policies. And except for the fact he does have kind of a voice disability, he has some sort of incurable problem with his voice. Other than that, he speaks really well. And he's got a certain amount of charisma, and he looks like a Kennedy. And I thought, yeah, that guy looks like he could run for president. And you could hear me say it on that show. And not everything he says is great, but that's whatever. He has very interesting things to say. About the coronavirus stuff. He has very interesting things to say about the CIA and what people are calling the deep state, but he thinks the CIA killed his uncle and probably his father as well. You could have a chip on your shoulder about that. And he opposes the war in Ukraine, but he doesn't see it very clearly. But honestly, how many people see it clearly? So, yeah, I listened a lot to Alexander Mercuris. He has been having a daily, hour-long summary of everything going on with Ukraine. And I was listening to that on a daily basis for a while. My routine got changed up a bit, and so I haven't been listening to it nearly as regularly. He also does, on a more or less daily basis, some podcast with another Alex Christofaro, who is, I suppose, a Greek-American. Mercuris, I guess, is his father Greek and his mother English. It's something like that. He lives in England. He speaks with an English accent. Alex Christofaro speaks with an American accent. I believe he lives in Cyprus, which is mainly Greek. And they talk not just about Ukraine. They'll talk about a bunch of stuff. They were talking about the Turkish elections. And they're pretty well versed in a lot of European affairs. So that's pretty interesting. But where was I going to? So over the past few days, I've heard some people talk about Ukraine, and I think on my last show, and you're going to be hearing some boomer visions because I'm busy. I've been busy. And what happens when I'm busy is I don't reach out to people because I'm busy. And you know, scheduling stuff with people gets tough. Now, so, you know, Jeremy and I, we have a regular thing, so it doesn't have to be scheduled. Mark Collett and I have a regular thing. Andy Hitchcock has like a twice a month. We do a twice a month regular thing, and he reaches out for that. So that's all kind of set up. Paul Stevenson, he will call me up, and then we did something for his show over the weekend. I sent a feeler out to Filbert. But you know, that's something that gets set up ad hoc. And then, Cato, he's had bad internet connection. And so we're kind of on hiatus, but I don't expect it to be a permanent hiatus. Anywho, so we'll be doing we'll be doing more boomer visions than usual. But like I say, I've listened to a number of people do speeches or interviews about Ukraine. And, you know, I'm talking about high-profile people. So on the other show, I think it was last weekend or last Friday, I was talking about John Mearsheimer. He had given a speech, and it was okay. But, you know, he doesn't talk about Jewish power. Plus, he's all stuck in this whole realist paradigm, which has a lot of baggage with it. And so he's on the right side, but I don't know if he's the best source of information, but he's certainly on the right side of it, and he's very... very high profile academic, so he's a good person to be able to cite. Now I haven't heard Jeffrey Sachs that recently. I heard Jeffrey Sachs maybe a month or so ago, and Jeffrey Sachs, for somebody who has always been on my list of people that I would say, you know, ruined Russia or whatever, on this issue he's been very, very solid. And solid to the extent that, you know, maybe one of these days I'll go back and see to what extent I was fair in all my criticisms of him. Oh, my God. Get up there. Okay. And you never know. But who did I see recently? A couple of people. So one was Ray McGovern, who is, I guess he's about 85 now. He's well into his 80s. He is is he 85? I think he's 85. I think he was born in 1938. So 84, 85. And he had been at the CIA. Apparently, I don't know if he briefed the president personally. Like, that would have been during Reagan's administration. I don't know if he was briefing Reagan personally or if he was simply preparing the briefs and then... what's the guy's name? Casey? Casey was the CIA director, so maybe Casey was actually doing the briefing, or maybe it was Ray McGovern, I don't know. But he was fairly high up. I was listening to Ray McGovern today, and who was he talking to? I think he was talking to Alexander Mercuris and Glenn Diesing, who is some Germanic professor. I think he teaches in Norway. I don't know if he's Norwegian or if he's German or what. He's young. When I say young, he's like in his 40s maybe. And he's all right. But McGovern is very, very interesting. He has a lot to say that's interesting. And he started in the CIA in 1963 when Kennedy was still president, and I guess lasted until the first Bush administration. And then upon leaving the CIA, has been rallying against so much of what it does, and so much of American foreign policy. And so he's interesting. And on the war in Ukraine, I mean, he's, for the most part, says Like, he knows more about what's going on there than Mearsheimer. Mearsheimer is a theoretician, and I think, like, Mearsheimer is still gets news from, like, the three networks and things, and so he seemed to be a bit confused about whether or not Russia had been winning the war. He says they're going to win now, but it took him all this, it took him a while. It took him a while to realize that Russia's definitely won the war when I think it was clear the moment the Chinese didn't take part in the sanctions. From that point on, I think it was completely clear that Russia was going to win the war, that there was no way that Russia was going to be militarily defeated. They could be economically defeated. You could have a situation where, because of sanctions, you were getting massive economic problems in Russia, and then the people in Russia took to the streets and overthrew Putin. That could have happened if the Chinese had joined in on the sanctions, but when the Chinese didn't join in on the sanctions, then it wasn't going to happen. It was too late. There's no way it was going to happen. And so I don't know what took John Mearsheimer so long. And, of course, he can't talk about Jews. And then you got and Ray McGovern. Okay, Ray McGovern, he isn't going to talk about Jews either. And, in fact, what was really disappointing was, if you're going to watch this, I think it was right around minute 50. You could start at minute 49. He started saying, well, you know, we're not going into a multipolar world. We're going into a bipolar world. You know, it's kind of like the West versus the rest. But the term he used was the lily white West, lily white. And when the first time he said it, I assumed he meant lily white as in they pretend they're all innocent. They pretend they're like virgins, right? They're so innocent that they never do anything wrong, lily white. But what he meant, it became clear after about 30 seconds or so, he meant white as in Caucasian. It's the Caucasian West thinking that they can still boss around the rest of the world, which he described as 80% people of color. And I thought, 80%? 80%? If you take out the NATO countries and Australia and you know, New Zealand, you take out those countries that you're describing as lily white, how do you possibly arrive at 20% of the rest of the world still being white? I mean, what would you have? You'd have Russia, which has like, 150 million people. And then you have some white people in South America. You might wind up with like 300 million people you could call white out of white people in you know, Mexico and South America and Russia. You might get to that number. You know, and that means you're calling white Mexicans whites, where we don't, like in this country, we call them Hispanics. But 300 million out of, like, a population, once you take the West out of the population, you're talking about, like, what, 7 billion people? That's not 20%. That's not even 5%. So, and he said to both of his sons are mathematicians, so I guess it skipped a generation or something. But more to the point, the lily white West? I mean, what defines the West these days? What defines the West is anti-whiteness. They're anti-white. It's the anti-white West. It's not the lily white West. It's the anti-white West. And the only country standing up for its own white people is Russia. I mean, Russia's standing up for its own people in Belarus. There may be a couple of countries.
I'm Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Is Russia. I mean, Russia's standing up for its own people in Belarus. There may be a couple of countries that are still kind of confused, like Hungary and Poland. They might be kind of confused. They might think they're sticking up for their own people, but they're still in NATO. In the case of Poland, they're hardcore against Russia. So I don't even know if I'd count them as standing up for their own people, really. Whatever. They're part of an alliance that sees whites as an existential threat to the our democracy. Right? I mean, that's what Biden says. Biden says that white supremacy is the greatest threat that we face. He says it all the time. And you know something? I think he means it. I'll take his word for it. And the same with the vicious Jew Merrick Garland. He says it too. I think he means it. I'll take his word for it. Christopher Wray, who's not even Jewish. What the hell? He's director of the FBI. He says it. What's up with that, Christopher Wray? I mean, God. So speaking of Wray, Ray McGovern, wake up, smell coffee. You're 85 years old, okay? There's no point in putting this off. Okay, so Andrew Anglin had a meme on his meme page the other day, And it was something like, this, when it's all over, this is what I want. And it shows a picture of Jesus hugging somebody saying, well done, my son, you know, something like that. And, you know, Ray McGovern, come on, man. You're 85. You look like you're in good health. You think well, but you're still 85. Why put it off? I mean, come on. You're saying this is a lily white West, that this war and everything is white people trying to assert themselves over colored people, over people of color? Because that's what he said. And that's retarded. Now, like I say, most of his war analysis was very, very sound. So I'm not going to get too hard on him. And he's been on the right side of all these foreign policy issues. But, you know, at the end of the day, if he's going to include this kind of Chomskyite, Amy Goodman, Democracy Now type of, you know, oh, well, it's all really white people. White people are bad. They're responsible for this. Well, that sucks. So who does that leave me with? Okay, so who have I talked about? We had Mearsheimer, who, you know, he's a very, very prestigious person. I'm glad to have him on our side. He isn't a very good news. He's not really the greatest news analyst. He's not really the greatest political analyst because he's too tied into that whole, like I said, realist paradigm, which is very tiresome, especially if you had to write a whole bunch of term papers on it and whatnot. Then, okay, so there's him. There's Ray McGovern. I just talked about Ray McGovern. And Jeffrey Sachs. Jeffrey Sachs was doing at least as well, if not better, than Ray McGovern. And Jeffrey Sachs is Jewish, and I think he was, I'm pretty sure he was involved in the, well, he wasn't just involved. I mean, he was the architect of the Russian privatization scheme, which resulted in the complete Jewish takeover of all the important assets of the, you know, Russian Republic of the former Soviet Union when they did the privatization. Now, whether he meant for it to happen that way, I'm willing to reconsider based on evidence, if I'm presented with it, that he wasn't scheming for that result, but it just happened, non-intentionally. I don't know. I mean, I'm only giving him the potential of the benefit of the doubt based on him speaking a lot more clearly on this than practically any of our goys. But the one goy who I really appreciated, though, was Douglas McGregor. And Douglas McGregor, so not only has he been analyzing this news well, I mean, he's been presenting the news well, he's been analyzing the situation, he's got the history right, and then also he will bring in things like the gay stuff, you know, that they're pushing all this gay stuff, and that, you know, the Russians don't like it. They're into traditional family values. He did at one point talk about the United States government being at war with its own. He said core people. It's core people, which means white people. So this is the difference between a Ray McGovern and a Douglas McGregor. Or
caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
It's core people, which means white people. So this is the difference between a Ray McGovern and a Douglas McGregor, or a lot of other people. So Ray McGovern is getting it wrong. He's saying that white people are running the country and white people are trying to run the world. Whereas McGregor is using euphemisms for Jews. Now, he's not saying Jews, but he is, like, he could say Jews and it would simply be him going one step further. Whereas for McGovern to start talking about Jews, he'd have to do an about face. So that's different. Now, I've heard McGregor on a number of shows. I used to hear him on Tucker pretty frequently. I'm pretty sure I heard Alexander Mercurius talking to him at some point. Where I heard him most recently was Charlie Kirk. And Charlie Kirk, of course, is a jerk. He's a young guy. And he's the person who, so he runs this, he's got a very rich father who's involved in Republican politics and set him up with some organization called Turning Point USA. So that's young Charlie Kirk's organization. And they have conferences and whatever. And I know Nick Fuentes has a beef with him because Charlie Kirk is just a jerk. And you know, Charlie Kirk is famous for having tweeted this. He tweeted the Trump administration just got Botswana to legalize gay relationships. Boom! Crickets from the liberals or something like that. Or when are the liberals going to give Trump credit? I mean, what a stupid thing to say. First of all, Botswana had for a while, maybe still does, but back in the 90s or the 80s, Botswana had the highest AIDS infection rate in the world. It had an AIDS infection rate like over 25%, like 25% or more of the adults in the country had AIDS. Okay. So, I mean, there's that, but I mean, it's this whole thing that you get from a lot of conservative ink is they adopt democratic values and then say like, no, we're the ones who are good for the gays. No, we're the ones who are good for the black. No, we're the ones who are good for the immigrants. Look how many immigrants we brought in. No, it's us. And, you know, unfortunately, like Trump succumbed to it. Maybe he wasn't thinking of it like this, but the whole Russia collusion business. Nobody's been tougher on Vladimir Putin than Donald Trump. Well, why? Why are you being tough on him? He's not the one that was screwing you. It was these Jews in the media and in the Democratic Party and in your own administration. So, you know, why are you taking that out on Vladimir Putin? So I saw a poll today. It was probably in the Daily Stormer. No. It was in the Gateway Pundit, I think. And I guess that it was the Harris polling organization. And they were asking people their opinions on political figures, right? They had, you know, are you very favorable, somewhat favorable, never heard of them, neutral, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable. Those were the six categories. And then they had a bunch of people, mostly politicians. They had Elon Musk, and he was actually at the top. He had, I guess, the highest favorable rating. Donald Trump also had a very high favorable rating, but Donald Trump had a slightly higher unfavorable rating too. So he was, I think, minus 1% net, whereas Elon Musk might have been plus 15 or 20% net. Elon Musk had the highest net positive. But then, you know, who else had net positives? Like around 8? I think the DeSantis. Oh, like all the mainstream Republicans. DeSantis, Nikki Haley. Even that foreign guy who's got a name that nobody can pronounce, who's like 38-year-old Indian guy who's running for president. Nobody had ever heard of him before, but Tucker's been pushing him. And he had a positive 8 or a positive 7 rating. Vivek Swamaswamy, whatever his name is, completely astroturfed guy. They didn't include Kennedy in the poll. And this is one of the things. Like, Kennedy legitimately has, if not deep support, a lot of interest. There's a lot of interest in his campaign, and there should be, because he's going to be talking about things not only that other people aren't talking about, but that he talks about very well, that he has very, very good knowledge in. So it's not just new to him. If he's going to be talking about vaccines, this is nothing new to him. So he's an interesting person. He wasn't included, but you know who was included? Vladimir Putin. And Vladimir Putin was way at the bottom of the poll. Is it a surprise? I mean, if they called me up and, you know, they're going through all these people and I'm saying, yeah, like I would have said, you know, I would have said favorable for Trump. Would I have said very favorable or somewhat favorable? I mean, I've got huge amount of criticism of him, but still compared to other people. But if, and then everybody else, I, with the exception of maybe Elon Musk, I would have been very negative about just about everybody. But if they mentioned Putin, it's like, yeah, Putin, yeah. Yeah, screw everybody else. I'll take Putin. Just give me Putin. But not very many people said that. I guess it's a minority position. Even though, and this is the thing, even though so many Republicans are not for the war, the reason they're not for it, and this part of this comes from Tucker, because this is the way Tucker would talk. Tucker would say, well, you know, they say Putin's evil. Yeah, I guess he's evil. But, you know, we need money to take homeless people off the streets of San Francisco. I mean, that would be his, that would be his problem. Why send $60 billion to Ukraine when we can spend $60 billion on drug addicts in San Francisco, right? That was his basic position. And so, you know, he was throwing Putin under the bus. And so it's not a surprise. Only like 5% of people had a very favorable rating of Putin, and maybe 6% somewhat favorable. And most of the rest of it was unfavorable. So he was like net minus 58%, something like that. I guess a few people never heard of him because they're fat Americans, and what do they know? Okay, let's switch gears here. So I mentioned the Gateway Pundit, which is a site. It's not very good, but I look at it because, you know, you can't expect Andrew Anglin to provide all your information. He's the best, the most trusted name in news, but he's not the only name in news. So, anyway, here's a headline. This is kind of interesting. President Trump, on day one of my new term in office, I will sign an executive order ending automatic citizenship for children of illegal aliens. And, well, that's pretty interesting. So the whole idea of birthright citizenship, I'm pretty sure, comes from the 14th Amendment, which was aimed at giving citizenship to blacks, to slaves. And the terminology is, here's a quote: all persons born or naturalized in the United States, comma, and subject to the jurisdiction thereof, comma, are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. Okay, so let's just read the rest of the paragraph. No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws. All right. Now, if you were to look at, so if you, I pulled up 14th Amendment on Google. Okay, this is very Googleian. And the first thing that is up here is from Senate.gov. This is the Senate. And the Senate doesn't give the full wording. They just say, passed by the Senate on June 8th, 1866, and ratified 2 years later, on July 9th, 1868, the 14th Amendment granted citizenship to all persons, and here they start the quote, born or naturalized in the United States, and they end the quote. And then they say, including formerly enslaved people, and provided citizens with equal protection under the laws. Now, here's the thing. Born or naturalized in the United States, but that wasn't the only condition. There was a second condition, right? So it says all persons born or naturalized in the United States, and is a word meaning there's something else. It's a three-letter word that the Lord gave us so that we would understand that there was something else. Okay, all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States. Okay, so what does this mean? This second let's see, where's it going? Clause. It's a clause. So this second clause, and subject to the jurisdiction thereof. What does that mean? Is that just window dressing? It means something. And if you look at the debate that was going on during the 14th Amendment, it was clear that, for instance, specifically, they clarified that the children born to ambassadors, born to, you know, foreigners who are here as ambassadors or whatever, are not, they're not subject to the laws of the United States. Okay. And if you are a illegal alien, fugitive from the law, how can, if you're a fugitive from the law, if you're here illegally, how are you subject to the jurisdiction? That's the argument, okay? Now, I'm not the legal scholar, but the argument is that people who are avoiding the law are not subject to the jurisdiction of the law. Now, people can make arguments about it, but that, this is what the argument is, okay? It means something. I'm not going to say I have the last word on what it means, but it means something. And so that would be the legal basis for what Trump is doing or promises to do. Would he actually do it? Well, he may well. I mean, actually, I think he would. Would that do anything? That's the question. Because remember, he's done all sorts of things and then immediately had it held up in courts and things like that. But I think he probably would sign an executive order on day one. Would that prevent these little babies from getting passports? That is the thing. Would it or would it not? But here's the thing. Without Trump, if Trump hadn't come along, nobody would even be talking about this. So he had talked. I mean, he was president for 4 years, and he had talked about ending birthright citizenship. He had in, I think, June 2016. Was it before the convention? He had come out with like some sort of immigration plan that included ending birthright citizenship, and it included reducing legal immigration. It was really about as far as he had gone on immigration. But of course, he didn't sign any kind of executive order there. But he would sign the executive order. All right. So ending automatic citizenship for the children of illegal aliens. Now, I was going to complain that, well, it's not just illegal aliens, because there's other people who are here temporarily on tourist visas. And I was going to say, well, what's up with that, Donald? Well, actually, looking down the article, he says, my order will also end their unfair practice known as birth tourism, where hundreds of thousands of people from all over the planet squat in hotels for the last few weeks of pregnancy to illegitimately and illegally, he says illegally, obtain U.S. citizenship for the child, often to later exploit chain migration to jump the line and get green cards for themselves and their family members. And that happens a lot. And a lot of well-to-do Chinese do that. They'll come over here and have babies. And this is the thing. I mean, the way our laws have been, I'm not sure when the interpretation came, because remember, so 1868 is when this amendment was ratified, and it wasn't for another almost 60 years, 6-0. It was like 1927 before American Indians got American citizenship. Why? Because they weren't subject to the laws, or they weren't subject, what were they? They weren't subject to the jurisdiction of the laws therein, or whatever that. Let's go back to that clause. Okay, I'm not saying I'm a constitutional scholar. I never said that. Okay, I'm a constitutional fan. Not that I think it's perfect, but and this is a problem. Okay, it may have been clear to people when they wrote this, because they had the debate recently, but it's not clear to people now. And subject to the jurisdiction thereof, okay? So American Indians weren't subject to the jurisdiction thereof, and so they didn't get citizenship. And that went on for 60 years. So if it was clear to people for 60 years that American Indians who were born on this magic soil, but they weren't subject to the jurisdiction thereof, are Chinese tourists, are illegal aliens, right? Would somebody like chlamydia her mother and father were on student visas. Okay, they were on student visas. The father went back to Jamaica. The mother left and went to Canada. They were on student visas. Would chlamydia have gotten American citizenship? Should she have been entitled to it? Now, obviously, Trump's not going to go to do this retroactively. That would be pretty impossible. But at any rate, that's what he's saying. So when you have an election campaign, you're going to get interesting things said. Okay, whether it's Robert F. Kennedy talking about the vaccines and the CIA, whether it's Trump talking about birthrights and citizenship.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Okay, whether it's Robert F. Kennedy talking about the vaccines and the CIA, whether it's Trump talking about birthrights and citizenship, these are things that are going to get into public discourse through the election campaign. Whether the election winds up being fake or real or whatever, there is a lot of ideas that come into public discourse through these campaigns. And so even if the elections are fake, the campaigns are real. And they have their own value. All right, we're getting pretty close to the end of the show. How about we just wrap it up here, okay? I think we'll do that.
I've been in contact with Filbert, so we will be having Filbert on later in the week, and who knows? So I'll be back again tomorrow with another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, without no doubt, put your hands together for Engelbert Poindexter.
It had to be June. It had to be June. They wandered around and finally found somebody who country they could use, who'd fall for the ruse, and even get mad when someone speaks bad, referring to June. They came on the scene, pushing trannies and queens. They took over the cross, and now they're the boss. What they wouldn't do for nobody else sends us to kill. We fight all their wars, but we love them still. It had to be Jews, wonderful Jews. It had to be Jews.
Who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.